Proverbs 1, 1-4. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. There are hundreds of schools in this world that you and I could not enter and study in. We don't have the proper educational background, or we don't have enough money, or we can't pass the physical or entrance exam. But not so the school of Solomon. Over the doors of this school are written, "The young, the simple, the foolish, welcome. The foolish and bad can become wise and good, and the wise and good can become wiser and better." Now, those of you who have studied the book of Psalms will notice a marked contrast between it and the book of Proverbs. David lived a life hounded by dangers and war, while Solomon lived a life of peace and quiet. The Psalms reflect an intensity of worship and praise that filled the life of David, the brave and valiant warrior who was constantly delivered from perils and death by the hands of his faithful God. The Proverbs reflect the quiet study and meditation of Solomon, the man of peace. But what is that source of Solomon's wisdom? The wisdom that was the admiration of the world. They saw that the wisdom of God was in him. His fame was in all nations round about. The Bible says, "And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And he spake of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out from the wall. He spake also of beasts, and of fowl, and of creeping things, and of fishes. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon, from all kings of the earth, which heard of his wisdom." Now, no human reason but God himself was the source of that wisdom. And did God one day merely point his finger at someone, pick him out from the crowd, and say, "You're it"? Hardly. The wisdom of Solomon was an answer to prayer. Listen to these remarkable words from a humble heart. "And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people, that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give, therefore, thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. God's answer? "Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days." What's the application? How does this relate to us today? Let me ask you, do you have problems or difficulties that you face today? Are there situations in your life that seem to have no answer? Have you prayed? The Bible says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him."